This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2166. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 24th, Antarctica, Australia, Canada, China, Cuba, Egypt, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Iran, Korea North, Korea South, Maldives, Netherlands, Nigeria, Norway, Sudan South, Thailand, Turkey, Ukraine, USA, EV versus AM radio, Uzbekistan, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. My monitoring this week of LRA 36 Antarctica, 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. On Saturday, November 19th, I did not bring it up to a remote in Argentina until 1510 UT, and Gary Pence says they had just gone off the air about 1507. He was listening earlier by such a remote. On Wednesday, November 23rd, I tune in at 1500 and it's just starting up with their usual sign-on message listing the names of the staff and so forth. But it chops off the air at 1522 already and does not come back. Believe it or not, I have never tried to hear their webcast, but this time I do. At 1558 via the Radio Nacional website in Argentina, it's the last of a list of regional stations. And there they are still going. So I guess it matters little whether the shortwave dumps off the air or not. And that kept going until they were finished at 1621. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports on the low-power Australian shortwave station, Radio 4KZ on 5055. He says, on November 18th, heard well above normal reception at 09 UT for the news, pop music from 0906 as well as commercials. And also reported by Gary Pence in Dallas, as always using a remote receiver, this time at Half Moon Bay, California, on November 21st, with pop music at 0839. And at the same time, or just a few minutes before, at 0832, he was hearing another low-power Australian on 4835, shortwave Australia with an English ID, at 0831 and some Beatles music. Via Matt Francis, there's a new book celebrating the 90th anniversary of the ABC, Australia Calling, the ABC Radio Australia Story. It's by Dr. Phil Kafkaloudis, who was presenter of a breakfast program on Radio Australia for 9 years. It can be ordered via Booktopia for less than 28 Australian dollars. New Brunswick is running out of AM stations. From John Perkins' Canadian Radio News column for IRCADX Monitor, in 3 months, NB will only have 3 stations left on AM. 590 CJCW Sussex, 930 CFBC St. John, and 1260 CKHJ Fredericton. There is a 4th one now, 950 CKNB Campbellton, but they've already flipped to FM 100.7, and the clock is ticking on 3 months of simulcasting before AM is turned off for the last time. Congratulations to Sheldon Harvey and the International Radio Report, which on November 20th celebrated 35 years on the air from CKUT in Montreal. Started in 1987, I calculate that means more than 1,800 weeks of IRRs. Fortunately, CKUT's own audio archiving failed for this, but Sheldon says we can hear it via their YouTube channel, International Radio Report. Ron Howard is pleased that Sichuan PBS 2 still has an ID in English, heard at sign-on 1000 UT November 19th on 6060 and parallel to 7225 already on the air. Sichuan Ethnic Radio. José Ronaldo Xavier in Paraíba, Brazil says, sometimes I have a good sleep listening to CNR 17 with beautiful Kazakh songs via Lingxi on 12055. CNR 17 arrives very well in my area. He doesn't give the time, but it's probably in his local evening and their morning. The schedule on that frequency is from 2355 until 1200 UT, mostly in Kazakh. Trying to figure out Radio Vancouver's schedule continues to be an exercise in frustration, lacking anything official from the station for B-22, since we cannot depend on their doing the same thing at the same time on the same frequency from one day to the next. When is the third broadcast of Esperanto on Sundays? Well, it might be at 22:30 or 23:30. No, Ivo Ivanov heard it November 6th at 21:30 on 13680, replacing Arabic. Then 1 week later, on November 13th, it was on 15140 at 21:30. How about Havana's second English hour of the day? During the A season, it was at 23 UT on 11880. We would expect it to be 1 hour earlier, and it seems it really is, starting at 22 UT, but still on 11880. If it's on the air, usually there is no signal at all, but Harold Sellers in BC did hear it November 19th until 2300. And I also heard it on the 20th, just a few minutes before 23 UT. Still missing from 5040, but at times we're again hearing the second harmonic of that frequency without the fundamental, 10080, frequency I think I forgot to mention explicitly last week, such as November 20th at 2236, an open carrier, and on November 21st at 0723, again, a strong open carrier. Now, on that frequency, it could be interfering with important aeronautical communications on 10081. High-frequency data links concerning Shannon and San Francisco, according to IB listings. Meanwhile, Wolfgang Büchel is trying to compile a complete Radio Havana Cuba schedule from monitoring, assign each frequency to which of three different transmitter sites, Bauta, Bejucal, and Titan. But in the shortwave sites IO group, David Crawford in Florida says, I'm trying to get my head around the Cuban HF transmitter site big picture. We're listed with three sites. But going back through the archives and Google Maps, I can find only two. The one unaccounted for anymore is Bejucal. Ivo Ivanov of Observer Bulgaria presents the new B-22 schedule for Radio Cairo, Egypt, as before there. All in the 31-meter band, but they've changed frequencies for each broadcast from the previous season. Some, but not all of them, are also 2.6 kHz above the nominal channel as monitored, such as 9902.6 for Italian at 18 UT, 9832.6 for German at 19, 9902.6 again for French at 20 UT, 9887.6 for Portuguese at 2215, 9902.6 for Arabic at 2330. And the same for Spanish at midnight 45 until 0200. However, some days there are no broadcasts at all, and all frequencies have big technical problems, extreme distortion, low modulation, or undermodulation. However, via a remote in New Hampshire, Gary Pence measured it on November 21st at 1840 on 9902.502. 20 over 9, but badly distorted audio. That is Turkish until 1900. Dan Robinson says about 5 weeks ago, this was actually coming in with minimal distortion, one in a million times. I could actually hear voice and programming. RMI's Radio Republica relays via France have been on a defective transmitter for many months, somewhat off frequency. But now, Wolfgang Büchel says, surprise, they must have replaced it with a proper transmitter. The frequency is even November 20th at 0222. From Jürgen Erdemann on FB via El Radio Escucha, via AER El Dial, Radio 60 will have a special live broadcast from three different studios in the Netherlands and Germany via the Nauen transmitter site 100 kilowatts, Saturday, November 26th from 11 until 14 hours. Perhaps that's UT or it might be Central European time, so check it 1 hour earlier. On 6045. The other two cooperating stations are Hitmix Radio and Telstar Radio. As we've complained before, the only way to hear all India Radio in English on shortwave is by accident, as they have no scheduled broadcast in this insignificant language. However, Eric Fetterswalp in Washington State says, not many signals on the 15 MHz band on November 21st at 0218. But I did hear All India Radio on 15210. It's the Nepali language broadcast, but they were talking in English and then translated to Nepali. And a few minutes later, there was another English segment. Eric also hears the French broadcast from AIR at 1930 to 2030 UT on 9620. Listed everywhere, including AIR's official website, as NDRM, but it is not currently NDRM, and with lots of Indian music. In the NASPA flash sheet, Jack Widner in New York also reports this transmission, November 9th at 2007, with a very odd-sounding vocal style on 9620. And Ralph S. W. Perry in Illinois recommends some other all-India radio frequencies, great for music, if nothing in English, 9950, November 16th, an extraordinary signal at 1445 during the Dari service. 11560 is also active again in this season, heard November 15th at 1230 with their interval signal, and still going past 1330. A brilliant signal November 19th with subcontinental music. Latest about Indonesia from Ron Howard in California, VOI via Palangkaraya 3325, returned to the air recently after a considerable absence, but no audio detected yet. Their other frequency, 4749.95, via Chimangas near Jakarta, a nice day of reception, with the absence of Bangladesh, but still mixing with China and Kodar, November 16th from 1300, when you can make out a few words in English. And then there's RRI Nabiri Program 1 on 7289.93, heard from 0744 to cut off in mid-song at 0840, November 17th. There were a few words in English. And also on November 21st, heard from 0841 until off at 0852, just after the Islamic segment had started at 0850. As of November 17th, Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, says Radio 4DA has changed frequencies to unregistered ones. In fact, four different transmissions had been on 7585 or 7580. Now on 7590, where I've also heard it via Kuwait, at 0230 to 0830. 7505 from Labertheim, Germany at 1530 to 1730. The same frequency from Kuwait at 1730 to 1900. And then back to Labertheim for 1900 to 2130, still on 7505. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralph Perry in Illinois reports on Radio Iran International TV, the soundtrack from Volant Media UK, transmitted via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, on 15629.88, typically off-frequency from that site. On November 16th, a good boomy signal at 1240. And by 1248, there were outdoor sound effects of an angry crowd yelling, no doubt about the rising anti-government demonstrations going on in Iran. Fanfare and news on the hour at 1300. Voivanov reports, Revival Broadcasting System, RBS, in Korean via Taiwan 300 kilowatts at 1400 to 1430, at least on Wednesdays and Fridays, the frequency initially missing. In the previous season, it was on 9430. It was first reported, not completely identified, by Rick Martin back in July on that frequency. Now, there's been a lot more research about this, including a recording of the previous broadcast, which was translated by one of his correspondents in Japan. I know some of the things that would have said in English, RBS, North Korean Revival Unification Broadcasting, or Information Campaign Key to Pressuring North Korea. But now the frequency has been found. It's 5900. Ron reported on Tuesday, November 22nd, on the air from 1400 until 1428, with jamming by North Korea to little effect. And also heard again by Rick Barton in Arizona, November 22nd, from 1400 until 1428. Evo thinks it's now on the air Tuesdays and Fridays. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2166, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Many thanks this week for generous financial support from David Cole in Louisiana, who sent a check to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. As for other broadcasts from South to North Korea, Ron Howard reports Voice of Freedom on 5920, November 18th on the air from 0753. They ring a gong three times, ID, play the ROK Choral National Anthem. And Echo of Hope changed frequencies again, abbreviated as VOH, as noted November 21st, Monday. 3990, 4885, 6000, 6250, 6355, and 9100 heard at 0857. And Voice of the People did not change frequencies this week. Apolitical, Ron Howard reports on 5857.5, strong in USB and very weak in LSB, station HLL2 in Seoul, November 22nd from 0903 until off at 0922 in English, with offshore waters marine forecast for various Asian waters, amazingly good reception, very readable. For example,
North and East Sea, South Korea offshore waters marine forecast. This afternoon, the wind direction is from east to southeast. Wind speed from 8.0 meters per second to 13.0 meters per second. The weather most cloudy rain. Wave height is from 1.0 to 2.5 meters.
What's the frequency, Glenneth? Last week, I neglected to mention the frequency for the Voice of Martyrs Korea for the Maldives Islands at 15 UT, 11620. The Emmanuel Mendez and Mike Terry. Radio Classic Sunday broadcasts on the last Sunday of each month via low power transmitter in Holland on 6185, listed as Radio Piepzender at Zola. So this month, it's November 27th at 09 until 11 UT. It's primarily in Dutch, playing Golden Oldies. Richard Lemke in Alberta has received news from the mighty KBC, which has been broadcasting weekly on UT Sundays at midnight to 02 on 5960. They say on January 1st, we'll get a price increase by 37%, a mission impossible. For the moment, we're looking to leave now on in 5960 unless there's a miracle. But we may have found an alternative. We hope to announce on December 11th what we will do and where we will go. Clandestines are target broadcasts for Nigeria. Ivo Ivanov reports that Dandalkura Radio International and Manara Radio International are going off shortwave in the B-22 season. It's not clear whether they've already stopped, but he does give the schedule, which has been 05 to 5:30 on 7315 via Germany. That's Dandalkura. And at 18 to 1830 on 9850 via France. Those are in the Kanuri language. And for Manara Radio International in Hausa, 07 to 08 on 13710 France, and 16 to 17 on 15285 via France in Hausa. The medium wave circle, Harald Zeus in Austria reports on Norway, Radio Northern Star. They say they had been off the air since last December. Now they're back on 1611 medium wave, which you can barely hear, on a reduced schedule of 1501 until 2212 UT. 5895 should also be back on the air since October 27th. Some significant DX news emerged on WBCQ's Alan and Angela Worldwide on November 19th. They took a phone call lasting over 13 minutes from one William Levy, L-E-V-I. He's from South Sudan, but now in Western Massachusetts, who wants to set up a shortwave missionary station. They were on FM before, but now want better coverage with shortwave. The plans are as follows. From family property with a 300-foot tower for a non-directional monopole antenna, a 10-kilowatt transmitter with a range of about 2 megameters. It could be powered by 40 solar panels or wind turbines, as there is no grid power. The frequency is already chosen, 11950. They're calling it Nehemiah Trumpet Call, shortwave station. A Christian firm in South Korea is providing transmitter and antenna. It's a non-profit and they want donations to their headquarters in Massachusetts. You'd never know from the interview, but according to their website, they are Messianic Jews. Their preferred deity moniker, Yeshua. www.operations.nehemiah.org. Another meteorological station reported by Ralph Perry in Illinois, NASA flash sheet. On 8743 USB, Bangkok Met Radio in Thailand. Heard November 15th, fair reception but noisy, with melodic tones, interval signal repeating several times at 1311. The melody sounds like it was borrowed from Love Me Tender. And then some weather forecast info, interval signal again at 1314, and also heard on parallel 6765.1. Vu Ivanov reports a very good signal on a very odd frequency from Voice of Turkey in French. 17771.5 variable. November 2nd at 1100. Supposed to be on 17715. Ralph Perry reports on the Turkish jammer, ironically dubbed Radio Recep Erdogan, on 11775. November 15th, a big signal at 1322, with military chorus and band, spirit music with drumming. And it was burying any signal from Radio Dengewelat, that is the Kurdish clandestine, if it is even there. At 1324, a firebrand speaker addressing an adoring crowd. Then on November 19th at 1310, usual martial music, band, and wailing OM singer. A strong carrier, but lower modulation, and could hear RDW underneath in Kurdish. File under Ukraine, but Rusty X reports, matter-of-factly, quoting telesatinfo.ru, in Mariupol, now under the control of the armed forces of Russia, a city channel broadcasting Russian news has started testing on November 11th, Mariupol 24. During bee seasons, Dentro Americans look out with an hour of mostly music on VOA from our domestic site rather than Botswana. Grimesland, North Carolina on 11720 at 21 UT. And on Friday, this should include Music Time in Africa, one of our favorites. But on November 18th, when I checked at 2149, instead there was a 39-second loop repeating over and over theme music of orchestral variations on Yankee Doodle VOA. On Friday, November 18th, Wolfgang Büschel heard World of Radio at a new time on WRMI. Friday, 0830 UT on 5010. Checking the WRMI schedule, I see there is such a broadcast, but it says the frequencies are 5850 and 7780. So would anyone awake this week at 0830 Friday please check which of those frequencies we're really on. Our podcast manager, Keith Weston, says there was an interruption on November 20th when he had to change servers. We hope it's all back to normal now. If you do have a problem, you have other alternatives from the audio page at worldofradio.com. As reported last week, there is an unscheduled broadcast of Radio Republica on WRMI between 03 and 06 UT on 5010. I've checked this on subsequent nights, and for instance on November 22nd, the subject was still derechos de trabajo, workers' rights. So I suspect a one-hour program about that is repeating over and over again. Furthermore, Ivo Ivanov reports on November 23rd, the Radio Republica relay between 04 and 06 was not only on 5010, but also 5800. Further updates about the situation at WTWW from George McClintock. On November 19th, he told me he inspected the facility further and concluded that the transmitters are in such bad shape that they cannot be put back on the air at anywhere near full power without a lot of replacement parts, which are harder and harder to find. So now it is permanently off the air and officially for sale, the price to be determined. And then on November 24th, he says, the TCI antenna that I bought used from KAIJ is now up for sale. Offers will be considered. It's a model 515, capable of 100 kilowatts, covering 3.9 to 18 megahertz, with 12 dBi gain, and the transmission line included. Prospective buyers will find the info on their own. About last week's news, at KFUO 850 Clayton, Missouri, had applied to purchase 1380 facility in St. Louis in order to stay on the air after Denver sunset. And I was wondering what would become of 850. Ben Dawson explains there is a separate proceeding to move the 850 site to the 1380 site. He says there's nothing in the FCC database indicating that they are going to terminate or dispose of KFUO 850, although they have filed an application to purchase KXFN from Relevant Radio. They filed an application to move the transmitter site to use one of the towers of the KXFN nighttime antenna. CC Commissioner advocates for preservation of AM radio. Mike Terry sends a story from Radio World November 18th by L. Karras. FCC Commissioner Nathan Symington met with members of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting at their annual convention November 16th. He emphasized the importance of AM radio and the steps needed to ensure its future in a changing market. He says, is it a dead technology? Don't tell farmers that. Most listen to AM radio. 3/4 of farmers listen to radio 5 days per week, with more than 60% listening to AM sources. Symington said broadcasters can help preserve AM radio by encouraging auto manufacturers to double down on AM reception, especially as the market changes with the rise of electric vehicles. The next generation of autonomous cars and trucks, exciting as it is, will rely critically on spectrum for sensing and steering technologies. In Radio World of November 18th by Randy J. Stein, wireless EV charging could pose threat to AM reception. HD radio developer and licensing company Xperi, that's spelled X-P-E-R-I, is seeking to raise awareness about a potential new threat to AM radio broadcast reception, the proposed introduction of wireless power transfer systems for electric vehicle charging, or WPTEV, that use switching frequencies generating harmonics in the lower AM band. The electromagnetic interference from EV motors to AM radio signals is well established. Some car makers have paired AM radio from dashboards because of concerns over audio quality. Now, wireless EV charging systems are being proposed by several developers and being considered by international standard-setting organizations. The International Telecommunication Union says WPTEV is expected to produce harmonics in the bands 148 to 283 kHz, 525 to 1705, and 2300 to 26100 kHz, interfering with reception of low, medium, and high-frequency sound broadcasting. Via Mike Terry, a related story appeared in AutoWeek.com November 22nd. Will electric cars kill AM radio? This suggests that streaming services such as TuneIn are the answer. There's been considerable discussion about this in our forums. Sean McHenry says, should electric cars undergo FCC testing as a potential producer of unwanted RF interference? It seems like any other electrical device needs to undergo such testing. I have a ChevyVolt plug-in hybrid with AM-FM satellite radio. Works perfectly on AM. I often drive around listening to KFI 640 Los Angeles, roughly 80 to 100 miles away. Biggest source of interference is high-voltage power lines. AM radio is not incompatible with EVs if the manufacturers design them properly. Rob Peebles says, listening to WWVA 1170 Wheeling, West Virginia, I heard several minutes of dead air, more than once. Radio, not electric cars, will kill AM radio. Wolfgang Buschel says, surprise, surprise. Adventist World Radio Swahili service, scheduled from Trincomalee, Sri Lanka, is instead on an off-frequency indicating its move to Tashkent, Uzbekistan, 15359.878, November 19th at 1700 to 1730. Another story I don't have time for, but thanks to David Cole, look it up in the Washington Post of November 19th. Loss of 38 satellites prompts call for better space weather forecasts. A short-term propagation outlook from SWPC. Geomagnetic field unsettled to active. ANK indices peaking at 15-4 November 25th, 18-4 on December 2nd. Otherwise, mostly 8-3 or 5-2 through December 16th. Solar flux rising from 120 November 28th to a peak of 135 on December 12th. And that concludes World of Radio 2166. Thanks to our many sources and stations carrying our program. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.